Our text this morning is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
我们今天早上的经文就在以弗所书第三章。
And we want to look at six expressions of God's power to walk a worthy life.
我们会看见这里有六个项目，让我们看见神的大能使我们能够活着一个成圣的生命。
And my expectation this morning is that you will be greatly strengthened and encouraged in your hope of the work that God wants to do in your life.
我今天早上所希望达到的就是你们会受到大大的鼓励，因为神的大能会在你的生命里显现出来。
Let's take a moment and consider the context of the book of Ephesians.
让我们先花一些时间来看一下以弗所书的背景。
Ephesians is one of the epistles of Paul that we refer to as the prison epistles, written from Rome when Paul was in prison there.
以弗所书是其中一封我们称为保罗在监狱里的书信，因为他是在罗马坐监的时候写的。
Included in these prison epistles is not only the book of Ephesians, but the book of Philippians and Colossians and Philemon.
在这些监狱的书信里面，不只是以弗所书，也有腓立比书、哥罗西书，还有腓利门书。
And we will see similar themes between these books with regard to God's work to sanctify us.
在这些书信里面，我们都会看见同样的主题，就是在我们的成圣道路中是神的工作。
Now we're familiar with the church in Ephesus from many accounts in the New Testament, particularly the book of Acts.
我们通过新约里，尤其是使徒行传，看见非常多关于以弗所教会的事情。
We know that the city of Ephesus was the leading city in that part of Asia Minor.
我们知道以弗所是在亚细亚那里其中一个非常首先的一个城市。
The Greeks had had great influence in the building of the city of Ephesus, and now the Romans, in their rule over the land, saw it as a capital city.
希腊人在建造以弗所教这以弗所市的时候，他们花了许许多多的这个精力。当罗马统治了这一个地区之后，将以弗所看为首都。
And in these great major cities of the ancient world, we see the centers of their idolatrous worship.
我们也看见在古时候这些城市里面都有非常多的拜偶像的这种事物。
If we were to be with the Apostle Paul standing there in the marketplace in the city of Ephesus, we would be surrounded by great temples to the gods that were worshipped at this time.
如果我们与使徒保罗站在市中心，我们会发现围绕着我们的都是这些不同的庙宇、神龛等等。
And the chief god that was worshipped in the greatest of temples in Ephesus was Diana or Artemis.
在这个以弗所城市里面所敬拜的有一个女神。
And we know earlier in Paul's missionary visit to the city of Ephesus that he received great hostility and hatred because of his condemnation of the idol worship.
我们也知道保罗的事工上他受到了许许多多的逼迫，因为他抵抗了这些拜这个亚迪米女神的这些人。
And so this was a city, this was a culture that was entrenched in an idolatrous way of thinking.
所以这些拜偶像的思想在人的心目中是有非常深刻的这一个影响的。
Every false religion is man-centered, and as we said, relies upon man to achieve by his own merits the blessings of the gods.
每一种假宗教其实都是以人为中心，就是以人所做的一切来得到他们神的喜悦。
And so Paul, in his preaching and discipling ministry there in Ephesus, he pastored the church there for 3 years, instructed them.To understand the unique nature of our God with regard to salvation and sanctification.
保罗在以弗所建立教会之后，他花了三年之久的时间教导他们，为的是让他们了解到我们的神是独一无二的，而且在我们的救恩，还有在他们的救恩上，也是神完完全全的工作。
Now in prison, Paul writes this letter to remind the Ephesians of their true faith.
在坐监的这一个时候，保罗写了这一封书信，来提醒以弗所教会关于他们真正的信心是什么。In
the first three chapters, Paul lays out the doctrine of salvation and what God has accomplished on their behalf.
从第一章到第三章，保罗写了有关这个救恩的教义，也就是神所做的一切。
Ephesians chapter 1 is one of the great texts of Scripture that so clearly and fully explain to us all that God has done on our behalf.
以弗所书第一章其实就是圣经里其中一段非常重要的经文，告诉了我们神在我们的救恩上所做的一切。
It tells us that God elected us or chose us.
他告诉了我们神拣选我们。
It tells us that God regenerated us.
他也告诉我们神使我们更新。
That he justified us.
他也使我们的称义。
That he sanctifies us.
他也使我们成圣。
That he adopted us.
他领了我们为他的儿女。
And it tells us that he will glorify us.
这一章经文也告诉我们神会使我们得荣耀。
Imagine the listeners to this epistle living in an idolatrous culture being reminded that it is not by human efforts or human means that you are saved.
你可以想象当这些人这些信徒收到这一封书信的时候，他们所得到的提醒是他们在这些拜偶像的这个环境里面，他们所做的一切是不能够救他们的。
But it is God who accomplishes this great work on behalf of those whom he has called.
只有神才能够为这那一些他所呼召的人成就这一切。
Brothers and sisters, don't we rejoice when we're reminded of these great truths?
弟兄姐妹啊，当我们得到在这一些真理上得到提醒的时候，我们不是真正的会感谢神吗？
And it should solicit great compassion on our hearts for those who are enslaved to idolatrous thinking.
它也会使我们的心对那些拜偶像的人充满着慈爱。
And this is the flow of the epistle. In chapter 2, Paul begins to remind the church of his call to bring the gospel to those who are the Gentile people.
在第二章，保罗提醒以弗所教会的信徒，他们所得到的呼召就是他们必须将福音带给世上的人。
And he gives credit to Christ who enables us to live lives of faithfulness in his mission.
这里也给我们一个提醒，就是耶稣基督，就是那一位赐给我们生命的人。
And he reminds the Ephesians that we are his workmanship, created for good deeds, that we might glorify him.
他也提醒了信徒，我们所做的一切。 就是因为基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，因为这一些是神所预备叫我们行的。And
he very clearly explains that we are no longer citizens of this earth, but we are citizens of his kingdom.
这里也非常清楚地解释了，我们不再是世界上的这一个公民，因为我们是属天的公民。And
in chapter 3, he explains that there is no longer Jew or Gentile. That we are all one in Christ.
在第三章，保罗解释了，在基督里我们是合一的，没有所谓外邦人或者犹太人。Now,
in chapter 4, Paul turns his attention from the issue and doctrine of our salvation to the work that God wants to do in our sanctification.
在第四节，第四章开始，保罗就转移了他的视线，从第一到第三章是提到神。 在我们的救恩上所成就的一切，第四章开始就是讲到我们如何的成圣。Paul
says, therefore, because of all these great things that God has done on our behalf, I call you now to walk in a manner that's worthy of your calling.
保罗说，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。And
throughout this chapter, he calls us then to walk in a fashion that is consistent with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这一整章保罗不断地呼召 信徒必须在行事为人上要与基督的恩相称。
To no longer walk as the Gentiles do, but now walk as those who are citizens of the kingdom of God.
行事为人不要再与外邦人相同，而是与那一些属天的人相同。
In chapter 5, he begins by instructing us to be imitators of God, to walk in love, to walk in a fashion according to the character and nature of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第五章，保罗呼召我们必须要效法神，要行在爱中，行在光里，为的是要如耶稣基督一样。
In verse 15, he says, No longer walk as unwise men, but as those who are wise, those who are recipients of the grace of God.
第十五节说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，因为我们是得到神恩典的人。
And he illustrates this in the context of human relationships.
他就在人与人之间的关系做了一个比喻。
How are we to imitate Christ in our relationships with one another? Husbands to wives, children to parents, slaves to masters.
我们在人与人之间的关系要如何的效法耶稣基督呢？就如丈夫跟妻子、父母与孩子，这一个做奴仆的与做主人的等等。
This is the sanctified life, living out the love of God.
这一个就是成圣的生命，就是将神的爱给活出来。
And he concludes this epistle with a reminder that we must do it in the power and strength of the Spirit.
他在总结的时候提醒了我们，我们所做的这一切都是通过圣灵所赐的能力。
That we are to gird ourselves with the armor of God.
我们要穿戴神所赐的军装。
That we might live lives of faithfulness, of purity, of obedience, of integrity, in the midst of a world that attacks us and accuses Christ, that we can be found faithful.
这样的话，我们就能够信实的活着，我们会圣洁的活着，因为我们所活在这一个世界是不断的指责我们的，可是通过这一切，我们还是能够对神有信实。
Is it your ambition, my friend, to live such a life?
我的朋友啊，你们的生命里有这样的目标吗？
But it is probably the case that you have doubts in your mind as to your ability to be faithful.
可能在你的心里，你会怀疑自己是否能够信实。
You say, I am weak and I struggle.
你可能说，我非常的软弱，而且我在挣扎。
I fail to be perfect in my obedience to Christ.
我在对耶稣基督里的完全顺服上失败了。
Here's how amazing our God is.
我们的神就是这么样的奇妙。
He knows that we are weak.
他知道我们是软弱的。
See, the book of Hebrews tells us that we have a great high priest who can empathize with us. He walked on this planet. He knew what it was like to live in the context of a sinful world. He understands.
希伯来书告诉我们，我们有一个大祭司，他曾经行在这一个世界上，他知道行在这个充满罪恶的世界上是如何的。
And here's the good news, we are not left to accomplish this in our own strength.
这里就是好消息，因为我们不需要用自己的能力来达到这一切目标。
And the testimony of Scripture is, yes, we are weak, but He is strong.
圣经里面所讲的是，我们的确是软弱的，不过神却是大能的。
This morning I want to exhort you to not rely on your own ability to become Christ-like.
今天早上我要鼓励大家不要靠着自己的能力来更像基督。
To confess your weakness.
你必须要为着自己的软弱而忏悔。
And to acknowledge your dependence upon the grace of God to give you the power and strength to live a faithful life.
你要认同自己是必须要依赖着神所赐的恩典才能够活出成圣的生命。
And so Paul, in the midst of this epistle,Having celebrated God's work of salvation, pauses to pray for the Ephesians before he calls them to a life of sanctification.
保罗首先在这封书信里面，他提到了神在 人的救恩所做的一切善功上，然后在之间他就有了这样的一个祷告，他的祷告过后他才继续的告诉他们如何活着一个成圣的生命。我们今天所看的就是这个祷告。
So let us read this loving pastor's prayer for his people.
所以让我们一同来读这一位充满着爱心的牧师给他的人民他的子民的这一个祷告。
Ephesians 3 verses 14 through 21 is our text.
以弗所书三章十四到二十一节。
Paul says, For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love,may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. Why? That you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
以弗所书三章十四节，保罗说：因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照这运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
In Paul's prayer, we see six expressions of God's power to walk worthy.
在保罗的祷告里面，我们看见神有在我们成圣的道路中有六个显示他大能的。
The first expression of God's power.Is found in the opening words of his prayer in verse 15. And here we see the essence of power. This is the first expression, the essence of power.
我们在第十五节就看见第一个词汇，这里所讲的是神大能的这个内容。
Paul acknowledges in his opening words that it is God who is the source and the originator of all power.
在保罗开始祷告的时候，他认同了一切的这些大能的根源都是从神那里来的。
He is the authority. He is the king. He is the creator of all the universe. Every man, every woman, every creature. Therefore, he is the source of true power.
权柄在神那里，神是创造一切的，所以一切的能力都是从他那里而来的。
We have to acknowledge that any genuine power to live a holy and sanctified life is power that is derivative. It is power that extends to us from the ultimate source of power.
我们必须要认同，有任何的能力使我们能够活着成圣的生命，这种能力是神所赐的，是这一位创造宇宙万物的神所赐给我们的。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 9 and 10 that it is in our weakness his strength is perfected.
在哥林多后书第十二章第九节那里告诉我们，神的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
There's a wonderful illustration of this principle in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面给我们一个非常好的比喻。
The prophets of old, the kings of old who were faithful to God knew that God reigned supreme. He was the source of ultimate and true power.
旧约的君王还有先知，他们都知道神才是真正统治万物的，神才是真正能力的源头。
And it was in the humility and weakness and brokenness of a human person that God then could demonstrate his work and receive the glory.
神会通过一个完完全全谦卑而且顺服的人身上来显示他的工作，他的大能。
The story I want to recount for you is the story of a young man named David.
我所要跟你们讲的这一个故事就是大卫的故事。
The youngest of many sons who was a shepherd.
他是所有儿子当中最年轻的，而且他是牧养的。
Who lovingly tended for the sheep.
他照顾着羊群。
Sometimes playing his harp for them to soothe them.
有些时候他会为这羊群而弹琴。
And his father sent young David to the battle lines where his brothers were engaged in the war against the Philistines.
大卫的父亲差他到这个战场上去探望他的哥哥们，因为他的兄长们都在打仗。
And so here is young David with a knapsack full of food for his brothers, hearing upon his arrival the great shouts from the giant Goliath, challenging the God of the Israelites.
大卫就带着食物来到军营当中去探望他的哥哥，可是他却听见了这一个巨人哥利亚，他因为挑战神、挑战以色列而发出了这个很巨大的挑战。
So we read in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 31 and following, the account of David offering his life to put on display the power of the one true God.
我们就在这撒母耳记上，撒母耳记上第17章31节，我们看见了大卫所讲的一切。
David says, "Let no man's heart fail on account of Goliath. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." Verse 32. Saul looks at this young man and considers him to be foolish. "How dare you offer yourself to go fight the great giant Goliath? He will kill you."
扫罗看着这个年轻人，肯定是觉得你真是非常的傻，你怎么可能去与巨人战斗呢？他一定会把你杀了。Saul
says, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. You are but a youth."
扫罗对大卫说，你不能去与那腓利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻。Later
in verse 36, David says, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear."
在第36节，大卫回答说：“你仆人曾打死狮子和熊。”See,
David had already had the experience where God strengthened him to fulfill his calling as a shepherd to defend the flock from a great lion and a great bear.
我们看见大卫其实已经在他照顾羊群当中经历过神所赐给他的大能来维护羊群，必须要杀害这个狮子和熊。
But David's motivation was that God be glorified, not that he just win the battle.
可是大卫的动机不是为了要战胜，他的动机是要使神得着荣耀。And
he knew that God is most glorified through our weakness, because then his power, his great power, can be displayed.
他知道神的大能会通过我们的软弱而大大的显出来，这样的话，神才能够得到荣耀。Don't
you love the story?
你不爱听这个故事吗？
David can't even fit in a grown man's armor, so he goes out with a simple slingshot, and of course he has the great victory in felling the giant with the toss of a stone.
大卫甚至穿不上这个成年人的盔甲，所以他就没有穿盔甲，带着他的这个一条布袋，还有几粒石头就上战场，而且他战胜了。This
is a very practical demonstration of the power of God in a physical sense.
这个是一个非常实际能够显现出神大能的一个故事。
What Paul prays for is that God will demonstrate his power in a spiritual sense in our lives.
可是保罗这里所祷告的是神能够在我们的生命当中显出他的大能，这个是一个属灵的事情。
And so he lovingly prays that the people in the church at Ephesus would experience this kind of power.
所以他非常充满着爱心的为以弗所教会做了这一个祷告，让神的大能能够通过他们的生命里显现出来。The
second expression of God's power is found in verses 16 and 17, and this is the endowment of power.
在第十六还有第十七节，我们就看见神的大能，这里有第二个显现的方式，就是神所赐的大能。And
this is seen in the first request that Paul makes to God.
这里我们看见保罗对神有一个要求。Paul
prays that he, God, would grant us, his children, to be strengthened with power.
保罗在这里要求神能够赐给我们心里的力量，刚强起来。And
he qualifies this by explaining to what extent or how God will strengthen us with power.
保罗也解释了神会如何的使我们心里的力量刚强起来。He
asks that this power be given to us according to the riches of his glory.
保罗要求神赐给我们这种力量，是按着他丰盛的荣耀。Paul
says a similar thing in 2 Corinthians verses, chapter 8, verse 9, that God would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
保罗在哥林多后书第八章第九节那里也是有着同样的一个祷告。 你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。There
are two important thoughts conveyed in the phrase according to his riches.
在这里提到了按着他丰盛，这里有两个非常重要的思想。The
first thought is that God's power will be granted to us according to the riches of his grace, seeing that it is the source of the power that is given to us.
首先第一个思想让我们能够了解到神按着他的丰盛赐给我们力量，就是神一切的力量其实都是来自神的。But
not just the source, it is the scale.
神也不只是这个力量的源头，这一个力量的伟大。
The word there is riches, which means just the extravagant, abundant riches of God's grace from which he can grant to us the power that we need.
这里讲到的这个词是丰盛，就是代表着非常的众多，因为神有这么多的力量来赐给我们。Paul
uses this phrase, the riches of God's grace, five times in this epistle.
在这本书信，保罗用这个词“丰盛的荣耀”用了五次。We
see in chapter 1, verse 7, where he says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace.
在第一章第七节那里讲到，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰盛丰富的恩典。
And we see it further in verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
在第十八节我们也看见，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。 他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Verse 19, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?
第十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
In chapter 2, he tells us that he has raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places. Verse 7, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
在第二章，神又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。第七节，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Applying this thought to the work of preaching and proclaiming the gospel, he says in chapter 3, verse 8,
保罗也引用这种思想在第三章第八节提到如何的传福音。
He says, to me, the very least of all saints, this grace has been given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ.
第三章第八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And then in the context of this prayer, he says, according to the riches of his glories, he would grant us the power that we need.
我们就来到这一段保罗的祷告，在这里他的祷告是按着神丰盛的荣耀，将我们心里的力量刚强起来。
The repetition of this phrase has as its intended effect to remind the Ephesians that God has all that we need to follow him in an obedient fashion.
保罗不断地重复这一个词，为的是要提醒以弗所的信徒，通过神，神有一切我们所需要的这个能力来服从他，来活这一个成圣的生命。
And so Paul continues in his prayer that his request is that we would be strengthened with power.
保罗就继续的祷告，让我们能够有力量刚强起来。
We see this thought in Colossians chapter 1.
我们在哥罗西书第一章也看见同样的一个思想。
In verse 10 he says, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. How? Strengthened with all power according to his glorious might.
哥罗西书第一章第十节，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的权能得以在各样的利益上加力。
Paul puts it this way in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
保罗也在腓立比书第四章十三节说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And how is it that God strengthens us in his power? He does it through the work of his Holy Spirit.
神是如何用他的能力使我们刚强起来呢？他是通过圣灵这么做。
The text tells us what his instrument is to strengthen us. It says that he will grant us this power through his Spirit in our inner man.
这段经文告诉我们，神是借着他的灵来赐给我们的内心里面有这样的一种力量。
You know, Christ reminded his disciples in John chapter 14 that he would never leave them or forsake them, but he would return to be with his Father.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章那里提醒他的门徒，他是不会撇下他们。
And he promises them in verses 16 through 18 that he will send the Holy Spirit as a comforter, as an advocate, as one who will enable them to fulfill their calling.
他也在第十六节到第十八节那里给他们一个应许，就是他会差圣灵，就是保卫师来帮助他们，来安慰他们。
The word used for comforter there is the word paraclete, and it means coming alongside one to strengthen them, to give them help.
那里所用的希腊文, 我们翻译为保卫师, 也就是说他会来到我们, 的身旁, 来鼓励我们, 来加添给我们力量。
And so the very name of the Holy Spirit that Christ uses reveals that his responsibility, his task, is to enable us, to strengthen us, to empower us to follow Christ.
所以耶稣基督所给圣灵的这一个名字, 保卫师, 就告诉了我们, 他会来到我们当中, 赐给我们力量, 鼓励我们来, 信靠, 还有顺服耶稣基督。
And where does the Spirit do this work? He does it in the inner man.
圣灵是在哪这样工作的呢? 它是在我们的心里工作。
You understand the inner man is where the seat of affections, desires, rest with man. This is the work that God wants to do in our heart.
我们的心就是我们的一切感情还有欲望所存在的地方。
This is the testimony that as we meditate on and we study Scripture, that our mind is renewed and then our affections are changed from the world to affections for God.
这里就教导了我们,当我们思考这神的话的时候,我们将会心意更新而变化,我们会停止
Paul says it this way in Romans chapter 7, verse 22. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. He goes on to express the struggle then with the flesh and the temptations of this world. But he says the battle is won, the victory is won in the inner man. This is where God works in true believers.
保罗也是在罗马书七章二十二节那里说，因为按着我里面的人，我是喜欢神的律。他继续的提到他如何的与罪，还有与这一个身体而征战。He
goes on to say that it is Christ who dwells in our hearts by faith.
耶稣基督通过我们的信心存留在我们的心里。
Paul wants to make the point that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all working on our behalf to strengthen us, to renew us, to shape us into His image.
保罗这里所讲的，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，又提到圣灵，又提到父，就是告诉我们三位一体的神都不断的在我们心里面工作。
In Romans chapter 8, verses 9 and following, Paul clearly explains that it is the Spirit who dwells within us, accomplishing the work of Christ in our hearts.
在罗马书第八章之后，保罗很清楚地告诉我们，圣灵在我们里头内住，为的是要加添给我们力量，让我们顺服耶稣基督。
My friends, consider for a moment.
我的朋友啊，你要停下来思考。
The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all making themselves actively at work to accomplish God's good purpose in our lives.
圣父、圣子、圣灵都来帮助我们，为的是要使我们的生命里能够达到神的目的。
And then he goes on to say that he accomplishes this work in our hearts, verse 17, through faith.
他继续在第十七节那里说，神在我们心里面的这一切工作是因着我们的信。We
know earlier in chapter 2 that Paul clearly says that faith is a gift from God to salvation.
在第二章那里，保罗很清楚地提到，信心也是神所赐的礼物，让我们能够得救。Paul
here prays that the same work of God of gifting and granting faith will accomplish our sanctification.
保罗这里的祷告，也就是提到神所赐的信心为礼物，也将会让我们活着一个成圣的生命。So
it is impossible for us to take any credit in our own strength to live a godly life.
所以我们不可能自我称赞，让我们以为我们自己在 成圣的道路上是有任何的这个能力的。
This is the loving work of God on our behalf.
这个是神通过我们的生命所做的一切。
And so we hear next in this prayer the third expression of power. It is the establishment of power.
我们在这里也看见了第三个这个大能的显示，就是这个大能的根基。
How is it that this power is to be established in our lives? It is through understanding the love of Christ.
这种大能怎么样在我们的生命里面有根有基呢？就是要通过我们认识耶稣基督的爱。
Please listen carefully. This is a critical portion of Paul's prayer.
你必须要听清楚了，在保罗的祷告当中，这一个是最基要的。
Paul prays that God would make us able to comprehend and know the love of Christ.
保罗祷告，神会让我们能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
But he precedes this with a clear understanding that we are to be rooted and grounded in an understanding of this love.
不过在这之前，保罗却提到了我们必须要明白这个爱心，对这个爱心的明白是必须有根有基的。
See, Paul understands that we cannot live a life of love in imitation of Christ if we don't fully comprehend how he has loved us.
保罗非常清楚地教导我们，我们除非明白基督对我们的爱是何等的大，我们是不可能活在爱中的。
We often are tempted to think like the world and adopt its standards of loving behavior.
我们常常都会受到诱惑，与这个世界一样，给爱做一种定义。
In the world, love is something that is conditional. Relationships are conditional.
对世界来说，爱是有条件的，关系都是有条件的。
Or in the world, love is expressed by keeping accounts, so that we can keep the relationship on even terms.
这个世界给爱的定义是算得非常清楚的，这样的话，我们的彼此的爱才会平衡。
My friends, there are no even terms with God.
我的朋友啊，对于神来说没有所谓平等的。
We have nothing to offer him.
因为我们来到神的面前，没有一样能够贡献给他。
Even our best efforts are like dirty and filthy rags.
就算我们最良好的这个所做的，在神的面前来看，也是如同这个肮脏的地步一样。
Earlier, our brother read the text Romans 5:8.While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
之前我们的弟兄在这里读了罗马书第五章第八节，在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督为我们死。
Christ tells us in John chapter 15 that greater love hath no man than he lays down his life for his friends.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十五章说，没有人的爱能够大过一个人将他的生命给舍去了。
Understand the principle.
我们要明白这里的原则。
The greatest demonstration of love on our behalf was Christ dying for us when we had nothing to offer him in return.
耶稣基督对我们的爱最大的显现是当我们还做罪人无一贡献的时候，他为我们死了。
For us to live like,And love like Christ, we need to understand how he lived and loved us.
如果我们活着要如同耶稣基督爱我们一样，我们就必须首先明白他如何的爱我们。
And so he says we need to be rooted and grounded in an understanding of the love of Christ.
所以这里说我们的爱心必须要有根有基，必须要明白耶稣基督的爱。
This is the establishment of power in our life.
这一个就是我们这个能力在我们的生命里所建的根基。
All we do is based on this truth and reality.
我们所做的一切都是按着这一个真理。
On this standard. And so Paul uses two particular words to help the Ephesians understand the need to establish a Christian life on this truth.
保罗用了两个词让以弗所的信徒明白到他们要如何的活出这个真理。
The first term is an agricultural term, being rooted.
第一个是在栽种上所用的一些词汇是要有根。
And the meaning here is being deeply rooted for the purpose of stability.
这里所表现的这个思想就是说你的根必须要非常的深入，这样的话才能够不动摇。
This is a clear picture for us with regard to agriculture.
在栽种方面，这一个就是一个非常好的比喻。
We know a great tree must have a great root system.
我们知道一棵非常大的树必须要有非常深的根。
And the deeper the roots, the stronger the tree.
根越深，这一棵树就越强壮。
And those roots provide the nourishment through which it bears fruit.
通过这一棵树的根，它就会得到它所需要的一些营养来结果子。
This is the very image that is used in Psalm chapter 1.
这一个也是诗篇第一篇所用的这一个图片。
The godly man is the one who meditates on the truth of God's word, and he is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season.
一个属神的人他将要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按这时候结果子。这一个人喜爱耶和华的律法。
So Paul is drawing the same picture for the church.
保罗为这教会也是用这同一个比喻。
And here what he is saying is just meditate on the truth of God, meditate on the demonstration of Christ's love, so that you understand it, you comprehend it, so that you can bear fruit of love.
保罗是要告诉以弗所的教会，你必须喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜的思想，这样的话你才能够明白到耶稣基督的爱，这样的话你在明白上就能够有根。
uses a second term, it's an architectural term.
第二个词是在建筑上的一个词汇。
This word grounded means setting a strong foundation for a building.
有基就是说必须要有非常好的这个基础，建筑物就是在这个基础上所建的。
Paul is making a reference to all the great temples and buildings that were there in Ephesus. If you have ever seen pictures, let's say of the Parthenon in Athens, Greece, the great temple to Artemis there.
保罗在这里所运用的这个图片是当时的那些庙宇、神龛等等所有的这个基础。如果你有看见有些这个照片的话，你会看见以前在这个希腊城里面给亚迪米这个神像的这个庙宇。
And you have to understand the way those temples were constructed. The foundation was everything if they were to stand strong.
在建造这些庙宇的时候，根基这个基础是非常的重要的。
These temples were a collection of columns upon which a very heavy stone roof set.
这些庙宇常常都有一栋一栋的这个石头，因为他们这些石头是为着要支持着非常重的这个。屋顶。
So if the foundation was not strong and level, these columns would never support such a heavy burden.
如果基础打得不好，这一些石柱是不可能支持着这一个非常重的顶。
And the Greeks and the Romans were experts in construction.
希腊人与罗马人在建筑方面是非常的厉害。
If you travel today to that part of the world,Many of these temples still stand.
如果你今天去到那一个地方旅行的话，你会发现这些庙宇的这个基础还是在那里。
And so Paul is referring to this understanding in the culture. If you want to be strong like that building, like that temple, and he later tells us that we are to be what? The temple of the Holy Spirit. If we are to be a strong testimony for God and accomplish His purposes for us, then we need to set a sure foundation.
保罗就是引用这当时周围这些庙宇的这些根基来告诉以弗所的教会，你如果要这样的强壮，你就必须要有基础。后来他也鼓励他们，因为说到他们信徒就是圣灵的殿。
And so Paul makes a statement here that is similar to what we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, where Peter says that we are living stones built upon the cornerstone of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗这里所提的就如同彼得前书第二章那里所讲的，耶稣基督就是这个房角石。
Paul goes on to say then, in describing the love of Christ, that it is so beyond our ability to understand. It's characterized by its breadth and length and height and depth.
保罗继续的形容着耶稣基督的爱是我们不可能真正明白的，因为它是何等的长阔高深。
This is simply a reference to how comprehensive, how complete, how perfect, how vast the love of God is.
这个词是代表着神的爱是何等的大，何等的完全，何等的一切都盖过的。
And so Paul prays that the Spirit would enable us to comprehend with all the saints the love of Christ.
所以保罗祷告圣灵能够使我们与众圣徒一样能够明白耶稣基督的爱。
He goes on and reveals to us the fourth expression of the power to walk worthy in his third request.
他在这里有第三个请求，在他第三个请求就让我们看见了这个大能的第四个显现。
He says that we may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
这里讲到叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
This idea of being filled up is the idea of being made complete.
这里讲到被充满的意思，也就是说使我们完全的意思。
This is the principles that we see in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, where Paul writes, He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it.
这里给的这个思想就是在腓立比书第一章第六节，这里说我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
What Paul is saying here is he wants us to come to fully imitate our Lord and Savior.
保罗所提的其实是说他要我们能够完全的像耶稣基督一样。
This is the bearing of spiritual fruit that he describes in Galatians chapter 5.
这个也是加拉太书第五章那里所提到的圣灵的果子。
This is the expression of love that he refers to in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
也就是哥林多前书第十三章那里所提到如何表现的爱。
The foundation is Christ and his example.
我们的基础就是耶稣基督还有他给我们的榜样。
I want you to follow this thought with me. Turn to Colossians chapter 1.
请你们跟着我一同的思考，让我们看哥罗西书第一章。
We're told in verses 15 through 20 that Christ, the firstborn of all creation, came as the image of God to reveal him to us.
我们从哥罗西书第一章十五节到第二十节看见了爱子是那不能看见之神的像，他是首生的，而且神差他来是为了要表现神的一切。
He says in verse 19, For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
第十九节，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Paul says there in Colossians chapter 2, building on this thought in verse 9, For in him, Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
保罗也在哥罗西书二章九节继续提到耶稣基督的完全，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And then he goes on to say, And in him you have been made complete.
他继续说，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，或者是得了完全。
Paul is saying, God's intention is to shape us then into the fullness of the image of Christ.
保罗所讲的其实就是神的目的是要塑造我们，让我们能够完完全全的像耶稣基督。
What an amazing purpose that he has for our lives.
多么神对我们的生命有多么奇妙的这一个目的。
And this is why we need to understand the nature of Christ, the love of Christ, so that we can imitate it.
所以我们才必须要明白耶稣基督的爱，这样的话我们才能够效法他。
Now Paul concludes this prayer with an amazing doxology, and in it we see the fifth expression of God's power.
保罗在他的祷告上这个总结，看见了他对神的这个敬拜，也看见了第五个神大能的表现。
In verse 20 we see the expanse of power.
在第二十节我们看见这个大能的扩大。
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we might ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
第二十节，神能照这运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Paul just begins to use superlatives here to demonstrate what God wants to do in our lives.
在这里保罗让我们看见了神要在我们生命里所做的一切。
He's asking that God would do more than we can ever imagine or ask for.
保罗要求神在我们的生命里所做的会超过我们所求所想的。
He uses the word here abundantly, which means immeasurably. The word actually is super abundant.
在这里保罗所用的字翻译成充充足足，其实它的原文的意思就是说超凡的意思。
He says beyond all that we ask, meaning beyond what we might even think to pray for ourselves.
超过我们所求所想的，也就是说我们甚至在祷告上也不会问要求这一切。
And not only what we ask, but what we might imagine or think.
不只是我们所求的，也是我们所想的。
But the standard here is not what we can imagine or ask for, it's what God intends to accomplish.
在这里的这一个标准不是我们能够求，不是我们能够想的，而是神的目的。
Paul asks God to do this work according to the power of God that works within us.
保罗要求神会照这运行在我们心里的大力来成就这一切。
The word according simply means equal to.
这里说照这也就是等于的意思。
And he acknowledges again that it is God at work within us.
他又再次的认同了这一个是神在我们里面的工作。
Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have in abundance for every good deed.
保罗在哥林多后书九章八节也提到，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
And lastly, we see the sixth expression of power in this text.
最后我们看见这段经文里面给我们第六个神大能的表现。
And that is the intended effect of this power, the effect of power.
也就是这一个大能的功效。
Why does God want to do this in our lives?
神为什么要这样做呢？
So that you just have a better Christian life?
让你能够更加做一个更好的基督徒吗？
So that you just live at peace with him?
让你跟与他能够有和平吗？
No.
不是的。
In his grace, he does this for us, but he has a greater purpose.
当然通过神的恩典，他会使我们与他和好，使我们活得更好，不过他有一个更高的目的。
And the far-reaching effect that God wants to have through our lives and our testimony is that he will be glorified.
神通过我们的生命还有我们的这个见证所要达到的这个更大的目的，就是使他自己能够得到荣耀。
And so Paul concludes his prayer in pointing to this intended outcome.
所以保罗在他的祷告总结的时候所指的就是这一个结果。
To him be the glory in the church. He's referring to those of us who are members of the body of Christ in our lives.
但愿他在教会中得着荣耀，这里所提的教会就是指信徒，也就是指通过信徒的生命让神得着荣耀。
And in Christ Jesus.
并在基督耶稣里。
God's ultimate purpose is that our Lord is magnified. He is honored. He is worshipped.
神最终的目标就是使我们的主耶稣基督得着荣耀。
And Paul in faith prays and looks out to the future and says in future generations.
保罗也存着信心的仰望将来，因为他说直到世世代代永永远远。
Forever and forever.
永永远远。
His reference is to his statement in Ephesians chapter 1 that God will sanctify us but he will glorify us for all eternity.
当然保罗这里所提及的就是以弗所书第一章那里所讲的，神不只是会使我们成圣，神也会使我们得着荣耀。
My dear friends, turn from your modest attempts to try to accomplish God's intentions in your life in your own strength.
我亲爱的朋友们啊，你们必须要离开你们自己这个微小的能力，想要来讨神喜悦这种微小的能力，你必须要逃离。
We need to celebrate God's provision for us to fulfill His calling in our lives.
我们应该做的就是庆祝神通过我们的生命，也赐给我们他的大能来成就他的目的。
And let me conclude with this final observation.
让我以这个最后的看见来总结。
How does Paul begin his prayer?
保罗是如何开始他的祷告呢？
Paul adopts the posture of dependency.
保罗这里的这个姿势其实就代表了他自己本身认同了他是依赖神的。
This is what is evidenced in verse 14 where he says, I bow my knees before the Father.
因为第十四节这里给我们看见了他在父面前屈膝。
We come to the Father saying, we cannot do this in our own strength. Paul is acknowledging in his prayer, God, I cannot accomplish this good on behalf of my flock. You must do this work.
我们必须认同，保罗这里也是在认同着我们来到神的面前是完全无依可夸，完全不能够成就任何事物，我们都是靠着父神所赐的能力来达到这一切。
And then in our weakness, who deserves all the credit, all the honor, all the glory for what he does in our lives?
然后通过我们的软弱，谁得着荣耀，还有谁得着称赞呢？
It is God alone.
唯独神自己。
God deserves all the credit for our salvation, and he deserves all the credit for our sanctification.
在我们的救恩上，神配得所有的这个称赞与荣耀，在我们成圣的道路上，神也是配得所有的称赞与荣耀。
May we never steal the honor that he deserves. By taking credit for our own work leading to salvation, nor taking credit for our own good deeds and what we accomplish in His name.
让我们千万要小心，不可夺取神所独一配得的这一切荣耀， 无论是在我们的救恩上，或者是在我们成圣道路上所做的一切善功，我们必须要知道，我们不可夺取神的荣耀。
And let me ask you to do something this week.
让我要求大家在未来的这一个星期做一件事情。
Pray for one another.
你们要彼此代祷。
Intercede for one another, asking that God would provide the power that your wife, that your husband, that your brother or your sister need to honor Christ with their lives.
你们应该彼此代祷，妻子为丈夫祷告，丈夫为妻子祷告，彼此弟兄姐妹也要祷告，求神赐他们能力来荣耀神。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that one of the characteristics of genuine love is that we hope for one another.
保罗在哥林多前书第十三章提到，其中一个爱的表现就是我们彼此的希望。
This is not just an empty hope that your sin bothers me or irritates me, and I hope that you change.
这一种希望不是一种空虚的希望，比如你的罪使我非常的厌烦，我希望你能够改。
This is a hope that is undergirded by the prayers of God's people that God will accomplish what He promises to do in their lives. And so we join God in praying on the behalf of one another that He will accomplish this good deed. Pray for one another.
不是的，这种希望是有根有基的，因为我们的祷告是神通过他的大能能够使我们成圣，所以我们必须彼此代祷。
And when we pray, and we see God answer our prayers, then we praise Him for His work.
当我们祷告的时候，也看见神的在我们的祷告上应许我们，我们就应该称颂他。
May we follow Paul's example.
让我们跟着保罗的榜样。
Let us pray.
让我们同心祷告。
Father, we thank you for the loving prayer of this pastor, who before he exhorts his people to a life of obedience and faith, he draws their attention to the one source of the power that will enable them to accomplish this. We pray in this church, in our lives, you will do such a work that we might be found faithful before you.We love you because you first loved us. This is how we know what love is. Enable us then to fulfill your purpose by demonstrating this love to one another and to the lost. We ask this in the name of our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.